In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. كل سنة وانتم طيبين بمناسبة عيد العذراء. وإحنا كل سنة actually we keep on meditating upon the virtues of Saint Mary, and we never come really إن إحنا to be able إن إحنا to say or to give her what's due for her honor and her virtues and her life that's an example before all of us. الحقيقة حياة العذراء كل سنة احنا بنتكلم على فضائلها، ويمكن كلنا كده يعني we say we know everything about Saint Mary. بس الحقيقة today I will try to go with you and put ourselves in her shoe. It's very different when we try to live the life of this young girl and we see what she went through. احنا always we meditate upon Saint Mary as a queen. Every one of us, if I ask any of you, even hatta our children, portray a picture of Saint Mary. Usually, we portray her as a queen carrying the Lord Jesus or praised by the angels. Looking around us here in the church, you look up here in the dome, we find her like adorned together with clothes of light, وحواليها الانجلز وهنا كمان. So if we go truly and see the true pictures of her while she was living here on earth, we will find something totally different. And this is what we will try today, إن إحنا كلنا we go and meditate upon. أول حاجة تلفت نظرنا في العذراء حياة العبادة اللي هي عاشتها, life of worship. Again, يا جماعة, الموضوع was not just a person praying or a person that loved God. لا. The first thing we see, we notice in her life of worship, the years in the temple. These years in the temple, we seldom stop at and we think about it. Imagine it this way. A family of man and wife, they go every week to the temple and have with them their young daughter. She is 3 or 4 years old, years old. And then in one day, they have all of her stuff in one bag. And then they go to the temple. This day was different because at the time when they are about to leave, they told her, you are not going back with us. You are going to stay here. We all have this idea about how this would happen. Imagine the life of a 3 or 4 years old girl who is requested by her parents to stay in the temple. She cannot go back home with them. يمكن لما سألتهم سؤال طب أنا مش هشوفكم تاني يمكن قالوا لها we will come and visit you every now and then. Can't I go and play with my friends anymore? No you can't. You have to stay here all the time. Who is going to take care of me? The people here in the temple will take care of you. وبعدين قضت الليلة دي الأولانية مع ناس ما تعرفهمش. Maybe with other girls that she never come to know. In the morning after, maybe the high priest or the priest in charge came and gave her a veil and told her, come, it's now time for you to come and attend the masal and the matins. This is not something easy. احنا, we cannot imagine that we can even have to think about it, that this could happen to us or to happen مثلا ان احنا نسيب ولادنا في الكنيسة ونقول خلاص, I'm going to give him or her للكنيسة على طول. She worshipped in the temple. While she doesn't understand anything yet, she did not choose this, but she submitted to this. She taught us a lesson about how to worship, even if this is something that, like, I didn't choose it, but I have to live it and fulfill it. العذراء ما قعدتش تزعل على روحها وتعيط, والطفلة الصغيرة دي على طول got into الحياة الجديدة and started a life of worship in the temple, something that she did not choose. But of course, she gave us an example. حاجة تانية نشوفها في حياة العبادة بتاعت العذراء, her life of worship, when she went and visited Elizabeth. When they greeted one another, what they said to one another was simply a praise and a prayer. حاجة غريبة أوي. يمكن لما بنزور بعض إحنا كلنا, يمكن لو كلمنا على ربنا, ممكن يبقى حاجة seldom it will happen that we will talk about God. We will ask about health and about the status, what's going on, how is everything, maybe speaking about the economy, speaking about the children, أي حاجة. But only what she can say is the words of God. This is what she was taught. even while she is coming with, like, to serve and bringing good news to this old lady, she's speaking her just regular talk is prayer and worship and praising God. Another lesson of ازاي الانسان, how man, when he opens his mouth, only speaks what is good, what's to glorify God and magnify him. ازاي الواحد يتعلم ان هو لما يفتح بقه ما يقولش غير الكلام اللي يرضي ربنا ويفرح قلب ربنا, ولما عندوش كلام تاني يقوله يبقى يكون الصمت احسن. Another lesson برضو in her life of worship, when the Lord Christ was born, he was 40 days old. At that time, the law says that they have to bring with this child an offering, either a lamb, if they are يعني, a family that's well off. If they can't, they bring two turtle doves. Surah D, it shows Saint Mary with Saint Joseph the carpenter going to the temple and offering. Here she was abiding to the law, even she is holding in her hand the founder, the author of the law. She is above this. Imagine لو حد فينا took an absolution from أبونا, for example, إن هو مثلا يعني يشرب لبن في الصيام مثلا. The one will go everywhere saying that I have an absolution, I have an excuse, أبونا told me. Saint Mary didn't make use of this. Even while she is living in this poor family, هي وهر يعني like the man taking care of her, she submitted herself to the law, she abided to it. She was even hatta keen to come and offer even if she cannot afford it. Worshipping while I'm in need. Sometimes, unfortunately, احنا we worship بس لما يكون ايه؟ لما يكون it's our convenience to worship. أنا مستريح وعندي اللي أقدر أديه فأدي. لكن لو ما عنديش يمكن the worship of God would be the least I would worry about. Another thing we'll notice it برضو في حياة العذراء, إنه هي الطفل يسوع ده عنده 12 سنة خدته عشان خاطر كان في عيد لليهود. عشان تروح تعيد في جيروسالم, it's not just يعني getting in her car and driving to the church. She was walking, and that's why we heard in the story while they are coming back, it was a long journey. In this long journey, usually they allow the ladies and the children to walk first. And the men walk after them with a one-day interval. ليه؟ لأن السفر حوالي 3 أيام فيحصلوا بعض في السكة. 3 days. That's why she thought that the child Jesus is with Joseph. And Joseph thought that she is having him. That's why they noticed after 3 days that he is not here or there. She, in order for her to go and worship and celebrate a feast, she has to walk for 3 days, Hia, her husband and her child. She has God in her lap. She could have said to himself, I'm going just to stay with him. That's it. أنا هقعد معاه وخلاص. أنا مش محتاج أروح anywhere. I don't need to go anywhere. I have the reason of the feast. I have the author of the law. I don't need to Nana to travel myself, traveling 3 days عشان ايه؟ عشان اروح التمبل. I have here the one whom everyone is seeking after. العذراء ما عملتش كده. She observed the feast, even حتى as a mother taking her son للمكان بتاع العيد. حاجة جميلة نشوفها في حياة العبادة اللي في حياة العذراء. Another thing is the time when it was for her to worship after the ascension of her son to heaven. Her life changed, of course. Her life actually had many turns. لكن المرة دي is more difficult. The reason of my existence is not anymore with me. احنا كلنا بنبص للسيد المسيح ان هو الهنا. بالنسبة لها هي جماعة مختلف. بالنسبة لها هو ابنها. حياتها من غيره يعني خلاص يعني ما فيش فيها حاجة تاني. This did not stop her from still going into another turn and I'm worshiping in it as well. هفضل أعبد ربنا المرة دي بقى with my children, the disciples. I will follow in a fellowship with them and we will all be gathered in his name. ما فيش حاجة وقفت العذراء في أي وقت عن الصلاة. Nothing stopped her from worshiping God at any time. Neither the inconvenience, neither the heart, the choice for her parents to leave her behind in the temple, neither traveling and the trouble of traveling for a long distance, nothing. A life of worship, St. Mary was totally consumed in. العبادة بالنسبة للعذراء مش مجرد حاجة كده، هي واحدة بتصلي. ده الواحد فينا لو صلى مثلا مرتين ثلاثة في اليوم ممكن يثينك اوف هيم سيلف ان يعني هي از اباوت تو يعني تو اليمينيت ويز لايت. But for Saint Mary, she went through all of this with no stop خالص في حياتها. الحاجة الثانية اللي احنا نلاحظها ونتعلمها ونتأمل فيها her simplicity. What do I mean by this? Her simplicity was manifested in many occasions, but I will focus on one of them. She has to deal with many paradoxes. يعني ايه؟ في ايديها متناقضات كتيرة جدا. الانسان البسيط هو لوحده يقدر يهاندل ويديل مع المتناقضات دي، البارادوكسز دي. Like what? She gave birth, now she is a mother while she is a virgin. She never knew a man. How should I think of this? How should I handle this? I am sustaining the creator of man. I am giving food to the one who gives food to all the living people. I am taking care of the one who is taking care of the whole world. Unbelievable paradox. Thinking about it, I am feeding the one who is feeding all. How should I think about this? Should I be buffed with like pride? Or should I be troubled, or not thinking or doubting? Many things. حاجات كتير قوي. Another paradox. She was supposed actually to bear suffering in order for us to rejoice in the day of the Good Friday. The Lord was crucified on the cross in order for all of us to be saved. All creation, all mankind were rejoicing because now the Redeemer is here. He is paying our debt. And she was feeling this sword going in her heart, witnessing her son being crucified and humiliated in the way that we all read. We all look at it differently. She has to deal with this paradox. برضو حاجة تانية العذراء تخش فيها. Another thing. As a mother of this child, the commandment says that honor your father and mother. She is honored by God because she is his mother. And meanwhile, she is his maidservant. How can I comprehend this? This boy honors me. This boy is God. And meanwhile, I am his maidservant. Which of which? How should I think about it? احنا كلنا, because we are complicated يعني beings, if we keep thinking, we lose our minds. How did she handle this against her simplicity? When she was requested to flee Herod, تهرب وتروح مصر. Thinking about it from her perspective, I am fleeing an earthly king while I am holding in my hand the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Why I should be doing this? أهرب ليه يا رب؟ ده مجرد ملك أرضي وإنت الملك الحقيقي. طب ليه أعمل كده؟ Why we should do this? Why don't handle it differently? Another paradox that also could have brought doubts in her minds and a lot of things that could have made her like يعني heart to be confused. إحنا نفسنا برضو حياتنا كأولاد لربنا. الوصية بتاعت ربنا أحيانا كده يبان فيها متناقضات غريبة. Sometimes we as the children of God, we have to handle these paradoxes and sometimes we stumble in them. One of them is, in order for us to find ourselves and save it, we have to give it to be destroyed. من أراد أن من أحب نفسه يعمل فيها إيه؟ يهلكها. اللي بيحب فينا الحياة جدا جدا لازم يكون مستعد ان هو يموت في كل ساعة عشان خاطر المسيح. ازاي تيجي دي؟ ازاي احب الحياة؟ I love life and meanwhile I am ready to die. Unfortunately we choose one and unfortunately many of us cannot handle this paradox. No, ما اقدرش, ما ينفعش. It's too complicated for me. Another paradox for our lives برضو. ازاي انا ابقى انسان متضع من غير ما اقع في صغر النفس؟ How I would be a humble person without going into being faint-hearted? How I think of myself that I am dust and ashes, but meanwhile I am also a child of God? How can I handle this without being buffed with pride or being taken into this kind of like negative thoughts about myself and I am bad? Or how can we handle this? Something we learned from Saint Mary. Another paradox in our Christian life is what St. Paul said, that we are poor, but we make everyone rich. ولاد ربنا يمكن ما عندهمش، لكن اللي يقدروا يدوه للناس للعالم حاجة العالم كله ما قدرش يقتنيها من أي غنى غير من ولاد ربنا بس. How can we live this? We are poor truly, but we make everyone rich. يبقى أول حاجة شفناها في حياة العذراء her life of worship. تاني حاجة her simplicity. The third virtue that we are going to talk about tonight is her gentleness. إنسانة لطيفة. إزاي؟ We saw this in two occasions. When she went to serve Elizabeth and also at the wedding of Cana of Galilee. She found out that the wine ran out. They ran out of wine, and then she moved with this gentleness to save the situation. In the two occasions, she was not invited to serve. يعني Elizabeth ما بعتت لهاش قالت لها ايه تعالي يا مريم ساعديني. And in the wedding of Cana of Galilee, the people did not go to her and ask for help. She moved out of being a gentle person. Person who is aware of the need around him or her. اتحركت بدافع الخدمة. أنا مش مستني عزومة عشان خاطر أشفق على الناس اللي حواليا وأحس بوجعهم. I am not doubting if they are in need ولا لا. I am not thinking that why should I care? Somebody else should take care of this. Elizabeth, she's an old lady. Somebody should help. Her husband is a priest. Let him get anyone from the temple to help her. No. I have to go and travel all of this. This didn't come to her mind. In the wedding of Cana of Galilee, we hear that after the Lord Christ changed the water into wine, that they served the master of the feast. This means that the Lord Christ was a regular guest. He is not the master of the feast. Why should I bother myself? هم مش جايبين واحد وعاملين master of the feast. Let him take care of them. She didn't do this. She was a gentle person. Just moved with, there is a need. I'm not going to look around and see. No, I will go ahead and serve. بحنا شفنا هنا في العذراء life of worship, her simplicity, her gentleness. Number four, her silence. لو في حد ممكن يتكلم ويقول حاجات ما حدش يعرفها في الدنيا كلها يبقى مين؟ يبقى العذراء. She witnessed the Lord Christ in 30 years and we have no records whatsoever except in a couple of occasions about him. The first situation she kept her silence and her peace was when Saint Joseph the carpenter found out that she is pregnant. The tradition tells us that this happened in the 7th month. So the man was thinking, what's going on here with the young girl? She did not say anything. She did not tell him, well, let me try to explain to you. She kept her peace. Something, what can I say? There is nothing really that can make sense to him. Let me leave it in God's hand. She never tried to preach while actually she knows the most. She didn't go telling bad stories. Let me tell you about what happened. But sometimes احنا يبقى ما احناش عارفين حاجة ونتكلم as if like we know everything. You don't know what's happening. Let me tell you the secret behind what you saw. العذراء بقى she knows all of the secrets, but she never shared anything with anyone. If anyone from the ladies would stand behind the Mangaliya and talk to the crowd and everyone will be so eager to listen, actually this would be Saint Mary. And she never did. حاجة كمان, we never heard any words about the life of the Lord that we are unaware of. حاجة ما تكلمتش عليها. ليه؟ What we know is what pertaining to our salvation. اللي نعرفه هو اللي يكافي عشان معلومات الخلاص. The stories are not going to help much, so I'm not going to talk. how difficult it is, how difficult it is for one who knows the most to keep her peace and her silence and not to say a word. It is very difficult, but it shows her meekness and humility, her humbleness. رابع حاجة, خامس حاجة, we also think and meditate and reflect upon her submission. العذراء at all phases of her life never chose who will take care of her. Meaning, she was born to Joachim and Anna. Fine. I am 4 years old, now you go to the temple, somebody else will take care of you. Okay. Now you are 13, the elders in the temple are gathered to agree on who will take care of this young girl. And they choose for her an elder. Saint Joseph the carpenter was about 80 years old. He was a widow by then. واحدة هتيجي تتجوز, طب على الأقل اختار حاجة. Let me say something. This is the person who I'm going to marry and live with. No, somebody will take care of you. And this is the man we choose for you. And then, after the Lord Christ on his cross, he chose for her Saint John the Beloved. She never had the opportunity to choose for herself who will take care of me. But she was submissive at all times. At all times, no words of complaint. Let us try, جماعة, نحن to portray these pictures and put it before our eyes and imagine Saint Mary going through all of this. Let us put the picture of the Queen now in the back of our minds and we think of her going through all of this and agreeing and submitting to everyone. Accepting to give birth in a manger. Her husband takes her. We don't have a place. ما فيش مكان تولد فيه. تعال نخش المانجر. المانجر ده مكان فيه الحيوانات. Okay, I will. Fine. ما قالتلوش ايه اللي انت جايبه لي ده؟ ايه اللي احنا ايه اللي انت ده انا هولد ابن ربنا. ده كلام بقى حد يعمل كده. She didn't choose or complain or grumble against her husband because of the misfortune things that didn't go well. Going to Egypt. In one night كده, actually the angel came to Saint Joseph the carpenter. Carpenter, not to her. وبعدين خد مريم وخد الصبي وروحوا مصر. فصحاها من النوم. يا مريم. نعم. Herod wants to kill the boy. طب وبعدين we have to go to Egypt. Egypt? Why? How are we going to hide? In which transportation? And those people using what? Donkey ولا whatever, أي حاجة. ويمشوا بيها بقى شوفوا قد إيه مشوار. And she agreed and submitted. She didn't question God's wisdom or think why God cannot, can't you please send us maybe like a cloud that takes us to Egypt faster and this would be more convenient. Can't I ask this from you? ده المرة الوحيدة اللي فتحت بقها عشان to ask for something. She asked it for something for some people else. They ran out of wine. Please help. Actually, this would be maybe the occasion. Can't you help us go to Egypt faster in a mean that's more easier? She didn't do this. حاضر, حاضر. دلوقتي هنرجع بقى هيرودس مات. حاضر. هنعيش في ناصرة. حاضر. مفيش حاجة عند العذراء سمعناش فيها ألم أي مرة بتقول أي حاجة. تقول مش عاجبني, مش عايزة. The last point that we are going to talk about today is that Saint Mary, the icon of endurance. I want any of us have this exercise till tomorrow morning, and if you come with an answer, you will be given a prize. If you find in the life of Saint Mary an occasion, just one occasion, where she was comforted and everything was going well around her, let us go kida and we think of these sceneries one after one. When she was a child, when she was taken by Saint Joseph the carpenter, hearing the Annunciation, doubting of Saint Joseph, fleeing to Egypt, taking care of the boy, giving him to be crucified. She has to live with Saint John the Beloved. Tell me one occasion in the Bible that tells us that she was comforted, she was happy, she enjoyed luxury, she had good days. العذراء جماعة is a reason of comfort to us, because sometimes when we are suffering here, we only see half of the picture. The Lord Christ allowed us through Saint Mary to see the whole picture. He took the veil away. Now when we think of her, who of us will think of her troubles ولا suffering? ما حدش. مين فينا دلوقتي لما بيفكر في العذراء بيفكر يا عيني دي تعبت وتعذبت؟ حدش. كلنا بنفكر فيها ايه؟ الملكة، في المعجزات اللي بتعملها كل يوم، في شفاعتها اللي مقبولة، في الملائكة اللي حواليها. شوفوا قد ايه الحياة بتاعتها بكل الصعوبات بتاعتها. We do not remember it anymore. ولا حاجة. أكن التعب ده كله كان دقيقة، لحظة وعدى وخلص. لما نبقى تعبانين والدنيا ضغطة علينا والأمور مش ماشية صح، خلينا نفكر في العذراء. وخلينا نقول إن حياتنا دي كلها عبارة عن لحظة لما تتقارن بالأبدية. والصورة الكاملة هي الصورة اللي احنا شايفينها دلوقتي دي، صورة المجد. Let us always think about the glory that is waiting for those people who are going to endure and accept suffering with joy. Let us think about her life and think how God rewarded her and give her this honor that no one ever would be able to reach. She is an icon of endurance and suffering with thanksgiving. الكلام عن العذراء مش هيخلص، لكن احنا يعني اتكلمنا في الكام نقطة دول النهاردة، جاست ان احنا كده يعني نشترك في ان احنا نقول لها يعني زي مع الملاك: Rejoice highly favored one, the Lord is with you, blessed are you among women. ربنا يقبل شفاعتها لأجلنا ولأجل كل أولاده، له كل مجد وإكرام من الآن والأبد. آمين.